back to Matt Sin Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. This is a funny dispute. Donald Trump wants to move to Florida. He already has moved to Florida, but he needs a residence in Florida. And he wants to live at Mar-a-Lago. You know, there's a very, very famous hotel called The Breakers in Palm Beach. The Breakers. Very fancy hotel. And they have condominiums. Very, very expensive condominiums looking out over the Atlantic Ocean. These big hotels also have condominiums. And what Trump wants to do and what his wife wants to do, his kids have moved to Florida too because they are not well regarded in New York after everything they've pulled in New York. And so he wants to live there. Well, unlike the Breakers, Mar-a-Lago is basically a hotel, and that area around Mar-a-Lago does not want permanent residents there. And they're saying that Trump can't live there. They're not going to be condoized like they were at the Breakers. Trump's argument back, this is sad. This is a former president. You think he'd be able to find a place to live? I mean, you think that somebody would say, okay, you can be here. You know, yeah, we don't like the Secret Service, but you're not the president now. It's not as big a deal as it would be as if you were the president. There is an exception in the agreement when he worked and took over Mar-a-Lago that he could put up employees there. In other words, he's going to have groundskeepers. He's going to have wait staff. He's going to have cooks. They are going to have people who wash the dishes, people who make the beds. And where are they going to live? You think they're going to live in that area? You think they can be able to afford a couple of million bucks for a house in that area? No, they're not. It's very similar to what happened in Aspen, Colorado, where initially a lot of employees lived up in Basalt. Then Basalt got gentrified and went out of sight. And then they built living quarters for people who were employees who worked in Aspen. But it couldn't be sold to the general public, and it's a very complicated thing. In Florida, it's somewhat similar. And so Trump is now saying, I'm an employee. I'm an employee. He is a crafty, sneaky sort. I am an employee, basically, of Trump Enterprises. Yeah, I'm the CEO. Yeah, but I'm an employee. So under that agreement, you have to let me live here. And Palm Beach, that area, is thinking of it. They're thinking of it, but they thought they had this property nailed down, and they don't want a lot of people just moving in. And they really don't want Trump, obviously. You know, he has money and all that. But with all the controversy around him, and, you know, who does he owe $400 million to? What are the commie Ruskies up to and all that? You don't want a guy like that hanging around. And the thing that complicates this more is a lot of what I have just said about an agreement where Trump wouldn't live there, but employees could. A lot of that was verbal. It wasn't written down. So you can stand by and stay tuned. The whatever the local municipal board is, whether it's a county supervisors or the equivalent of our aldermanic board or commissioners or whatever they call them, they're going to have to decide on whether to resist Trump actually living there permanently and describing it as his residence. When he was president, even though he claimed Florida as his residency, he lived in Washington, D.C. technically because of the White House, even if he was never there, even if he was always golfing at Mar-a-Lago. But now he ain't going to the White House, and Biden's not going to invite him to the White House. And he's a Florida resident. He says, and to be a resident, you have to have somewhere to live. I mean, you can be homeless, obviously, but Trump's not homeless. So stand by. I think it would be funny if they said, no, you can't. And of course, knowing him, he would just stay there anyway. And what do? Get the sheriff to go and drag him out? I mean, the Secret Service protecting him. A lot of this is fanciful, but that's what's going on. Even something as simple as, can I live in my own property as a permanent resident, property owned by my corporations, Can I do it? And right now the answer is we don't know. Flat out don't know. Moving to Michigan, a disturbing development in the Michigan Republican Party. The Michigan Republican Party has now publicly embraced the Michigan militias. Do you remember when Trump tweeted, "Liberate Michigan," kept talking about Gretchen Whitmer, the governor, as that woman, and essentially egging on those people who are armed in camouflage going in to intimidate the state legislature? And a lot of state legislators said they were intimidated. These guys are walking around the open carry, walking around the halls of the legislature with weapons. Do you know what one of the Republican Senate leaders said back then? They have a gerrymandered legislature like we do. He said, it's great, but he said, they're bad optics. Next time, have them do it with no guns. Bad optics. Next time, do it with no guns. In other words, these are our guys. I mean, these are our people. We embrace them. But let's just make it a little better TV. Not have somebody in camouflage with a weapon walking up to a woman who's a legislator and maybe weighs 105 pounds and is looking at him thinking, oh my God, what's this? Bad optics. That's all they care about, bad optics. And as a result, different members of the state Republican Party have developed relationships with the different militia groups. And if you think that this last election, that Trump, that Biden beat Trump by over 100,000 votes, and the Republican election commissioners were saying, we're not going to certify Detroit's ballots without any reason other than they went for Biden in a large number, and that's what swept the state. And it got 3-3, three Democrats, three Republicans by law on the state election commission, and it looked like they may not vote, they might tie about certifying Michigan's vote. Michigan's vote. Finally, one of the Republicans said, look, I've read the Constitution. We got to certify it. So it's 4-2. It got certified. The Republicans fired him. They removed him and stuck up a zealot, a troll, a little sleeper cell, little Trump troll. So now it's going to be 3-3, and the Republicans will never certify anything. That's what's going on over there. Now, let's open our eyes. This is Michigan. You know, this is not Alabama. This is not Texas. This is Michigan. We all have friends in Michigan. Many of us have relatives in Michigan. It's very similar to Wisconsin. Obviously, Detroit's a bigger city than Milwaukee. Very, very similar. They have more congressmen, but very similar. Midwestern state. And that's what's happening over there. The Republican Party has developed relationships with the militias. And it's not just the voting aspect of it, because somebody can belong to a militia and vote any way they want, and that's their right. They can vote. But when they walk around with guns and camouflage in the Capitol to intimidate legislators, and when they show up with guns and camouflage when election commissioners are deciding whether to certify the vote, and these are people that don't make much or maybe any money, little money, and they, you know, it's not a big deal. They're not going to put up with that, and threats to them and their families, they're just not going to put up with it. Very dangerous development. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Going to a break and a lot more back after the break.